You know, it's hard to believe it's been 15 years since Velvet Taco was founded. I mean, Velvet Taco was founded here, you know, in North Texas, at a time when Jack in the Box was actually seen as sort of a viable alternative to eating tacos. It's come a long way from that. It's got to go a lot further, evidently, because they've got a brand new CEO, Chris Schultz, just joined them. He has been heading up Voodoo Donut, which is good business, and did 13 years at Starbucks and getting ready to do good things with Velvet Taco. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for asking me.
So this is a good brand. I mean, this is, you know, when you... I mean, there are a jillion, and you've been around here long enough now, there are a jillion taco joints, but you got to have a point of difference. And when you have a red curry coconut queso taco or a spicy tikka chicken, I mean, you don't find those in Mexico City.
No, you don't. You only find them at Velvet Taco, right? What we say is, you know, think about the greatest meal you ever had and put it in a taco. And that's what Velvet Taco is.
And that's really, I guess, the point of difference, because, like I say, in the last 15 years, there are a jillion taco joints out there.
Yeah. Yeah. They're growing, you know. But again, you know, I think what separates us is that uniqueness, right? That uniqueness when you walk in, the environment, the food, all chef-driven, all driven by our chef-y who comes up with these wacky things, right? I come from donuts. We used to do donut tastings. I'm happy to be in Velvet Taco, let me tell you. The taco tastes a lot more fun than the donut tastings.
Well, I mean, now, look, Voodoo Donut had some pretty bizarre donuts that just happened to have some dough underneath them.
That's very, very true. Yeah, and so it's funny. This is a job of a lifetime for me. As you talked about, I came from Starbucks and I went to Mod Pizza, which is fast casual pizza, and then donuts. And candidly, I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm not a pizza eater. I'm not a donut eater. And so my wife looked at me and said, oh, you're finally going to work for a company that you actually like the food. And I was like, hell yeah. So yeah, this is an opportunity of a lifetime for me.
But you know, the other thing is, and welcome to Dallas, because I know you were in Portland. But this is, with all modesty, sort of food central. And I think it goes back to Norman Brinker, I think, years ago, Steak and Ale, and then later Chili's. But it seems like a lot of great brands have emanated from North Texas.
Absolutely, especially Dallas. I mean, it's a really amazing when you sit back and think about it. You know, and I'm from Starbucks land, right up in the Northwest, right? We thought, okay, we're the originators of that coffee culture, right, that's happening. And then I got here and I looked around and I drive down the street. I'm like, look at all these offerings, right? Mexican Sugar and the things Front Burner's doing. And just amazing, not only chain restaurants, but one-off chef-driven restaurants, right? There's any flavor profile you want, you can find a restaurant serving it here in Dallas.
So what's the idea now with Velvet Taco? I mean, it's been around 15 years. Seems like the growth was slow. It's changed ownership a couple of times. I know Leonard Green owns it right now, which has a great reputation. Leonard Green Partners, they did wonderful things for Container Store and some other brands.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with Velvet Taco?
Well, you know, we're growing. I mean, you know, we've grown now. We're sitting at 56 locations. We're growing. We're growing strategically, thoughtfully. You know, we've entered new markets. We're up in Chicago. We're in Atlanta. We're in the Carolinas. We're in Fort Lauderdale. So we're going to grow. I mean, that's the intent. We're also landing in airports, right? We're seriously both in Houston Hobby and George Bush. We'll be in DFW in June, right? So
well, that's so it's a portable food. That makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely, and brand recognition, right? It helps for the brand, right? These international airports. We just opened in London less than a month ago. Our very first store in London. And so I think, you know, that uniqueness of the brand and what we offer is allowing us to be strategic about our growth.
Yeah, I saw that London, and that is a one-off. And I figured there's probably a good backstory there. But also, maybe it's a test to see just how portable this concept is. I mean, I saw Wingstop is a big hit in France. I never would have thought that.
Isn't that crazy? And KFC is a big hit in Japan, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that one of their biggest markets? Is the Japan market. For KFC. So it's interesting, you know, the UK isn't known for taco eaters, right? We're introducing tacos to them.
Nope, wouldn't think so.
And, you know, Chipotle's gone a couple of times and really hasn't succeeded there, but but we're different, right? And so we'll see. They've only been open a couple months now, and I think people are starting to take to us. But we plan on doing another in London and then seeing what else internationally we have opportunities for.
So are these franchise or are these company all company-owned stores?
No, those are franchises, obviously, in the UK. And they're licensed, obviously, at the airport because we can't own and operate. Right. But any brick and mortar you see is company-owned.
And will be in the future?
It will be in the future.
So tell me about this, this now that you're learning, now that you're an expert in the taco business. But what, so what are the dynamics? I mean, one of the things you look for in your industry, obviously, is service. Yet it's a high cost. And most of this is sort of self-service. So I guess that takes care of it. But the commodity prices, is that controllable in Velvet Taco?
It is. You know, I think like a lot of brands, most recently like Starbucks, right? I mean, all of us we've been chasing everything for the number of years, right? Restaurants have expanded their menus that some you don't really even know what they're selling any longer. Yeah. You know, and here at Velvet, we're really focusing on getting back to our core, right? Selling great tacos, great margaritas in our units. And again, no message is different much than what Starbucks is doing, right? Getting back to the core business, really figuring out who we were when we were successful and going back to that and talking about the environment and the experience. So that didn't answer your direct question, but the reality is I think all of us now are really focusing back on what we're doing and thereby being able to control our commodities a little bit more by not trying to buy everything and be everything to everybody. And so I think that's important as we move forward. And that's going to really delineate us for success as we grow.
So how does this work best? I mean, we're familiar with the walk-up counters. They're sort of walk-up windows usually. I guess it lends itself certainly to delivery. Drives. Do you want drive-through location? You know, I never thought of Starbucks as having drive-through locations. Because I'd spill my coffee in my lap. Boy, was I wrong. Do you want end caps where you could have drive-through at Velvet Tacos?
You know, they're not necessarily something we're looking for. Again, it takes a little while to make our tacos because we make them fresh, right? Yeah. They're not already sitting there. We can just scoop them up into a flour tortilla and give it to you, like some of my competitors, right? We make each taco fresh by hand. So that takes a little while. And obviously, you know, when you're in a drive-through, speed is of the essence, right? So that's really not where we're driving. We do have walk-up windows where you can walk up and order. You can pick up your carry out that way. But I think we're all being very accustomed to learning how to, everybody's doing it, right? You order and you wait for your order to come up and it's kind of self-service and away from the traditional sit down.
Well, those airport locations are going to have to do something because that does tend to be, you know, require pretty speedy service.
Correct. And they're, you know, they have a limited menu. They don't have the full offering we have, but a little bit more limited. They also serve breakfast, right? Because they're the airport.
Oh, yeah.
So they have to have a breakfast offering and they're full bars because God forbid we go in the airport and not have a full bar somewhere. So a little different than the traditional Velvet, but staying true to the core of what we do.
So have you gotten a chance to dream up any of these bizarre tacos that you have?
You know, no, I haven't. I have ideas all day long. We have an incredible chef, Chef V. She's our culinary director and she's incredible. Her palate is incredible. And she comes up with some crazy stuff. And I'm like, okay, okay. You know, we did a gyro taco last week. We're doing lemon pepper chicken this week.
A gyro chicken? I mean, gyro taco?
A gyro taco. So we call it a WTF. So weekly taco
yes,
feature. So
right.
Every Wednesday you'll get a new taco when you come to Velvet Taco and it can be all over the board. Right. But our chef comes up with them. We try, as I said, the taco tastings are a lot of fun because we taste them all. And then we're like, yeah, we like that one. We don't like that other one. But, you know, we introduce 52 different tacos every year.
Wow. And any of them get traction and stay around and stay on the menu?
Yeah, a few do. I mean, we're bringing we did a French dip taco. That's amazing. You got to come get that one. That's we ran as a WTF. It's coming on the menu in April. But yeah, some of them do. You know, we kind of laugh because all these restaurants run LTO, limited time offerings, yeah. Right? And we're like, well, that's cute, right? We do it weekly, right? We're doing it weekly. So, and that's what differentiates again, right?
Yeah.
You talk about commodities. How do you bring the product in for this 7-day run of a taco? How do you bring gyro in for 7 days? So
another point of difference. Oh, it's a great.
It is. It's another, and you know, everything's made from scratch down to our elote. We take it off the husks. So,
so I got two last things.
Yeah,
so,
sure, of course.
Number one, have you ever done a study of what percentage people that buy tacos are actually sober?
You want to talk about our late night offering? A lot of our stores are open well into the early mornings, and it's a very different crowd than you get at, Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's a very different crowd. We're down there in Deep Elm. There's nothing like Deep Elm at 2:30 in the morning. Let me tell you, David.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. That customer is very different.
All right. So the last thing that occurs to me, so 13 years at Starbucks, Chris Schultz, did you ever run it? There was a guy named Howard Schultz that used to hang around Starbucks.
Any relation? Yeah. When I took the job there, I called my mom and I said, "Hey, are we related to Howard Schultz?" And she said, "No." And I said, "God dog it." I thought I had the instant route to the C-suite, but no, I know him very well and had the pleasure to work for him for a number of years.
All right. Chris Schultz is the CEO of Velvet Taco and a new Dallas site. We welcome you and look
David,
forward to chatting
you.
In the future. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate you, David. Thank you.
Thanks for more of a conversation. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.